My brothers and my sisters, for many people, the Trinity seems abstract and perhaps even irrelevant. The truth is, however, that there is nothing greater, nothing closer to us, and nothing more relevant than the Holy Trinity. There is nothing more beautiful, nothing more awesome than the Trinity. There is nothing more desirable and fulfilling than the Trinity. This is because the Trinity is the very mystery of God. I think the problem is we are very sensible people, whereas God is beyond all our words and thoughts and imaginations. The mystery of God is not something we can directly see, hear, or touch. So how can we come to a greater appreciation of the mystery of the Trinity? An image can help. Even though God can't be depicted in an image can help us as a kind of window into the invisible. You'll notice an image before the altar today. This is a famous icon, or likeness of an icon of the Trinity by Rubla, a Russian Orthodox monk who died in the 1400s. It's also the cover of this week's bulletin. Although you won't be able to see the image too well if you're sitting in the back from here, I'd like to describe and reflect upon this sacred image in this homily, so that through it, we can come to a deeper understanding and love of the Trinity. Now, the first thing you'll notice about the image is three figures. The original inspiration from the story comes from Genesis 18, where three angels visit Abraham. These three angels speak with one voice, in the very voice of God. And it's because of this that these three visitors are seen as an Old Testament image and intimation of the Trinity. So on the one level, we see in these three figures the three angels that visit Abraham and Sarah. But in other icons that are similar to this, Abraham and Sarah are depicted along with the three angels. In Rubla's image, Abraham and Sarah are nowhere to be found. The original story from Genesis has faded into the background. Rubla has brought the deeper meaning to the foreground, and the deeper meaning of the mystery of the Trinity. So knowing this, let's consider what Rubla was trying to tell us in painting and writing this icon about the mystery of the Holy Trinity. In this image, you'll find the Father to the left, to your left. The Son is in the middle. The Holy Spirit is on the right. They all have similar faces, wings, halos, staffs of authority, and blue in some part of their clothing, which is a symbol of heaven. And all of this is meant to symbolize for us that they are co-equal, equal persons, within the mystery of God, co-eternal, co-equal. And they share one nature. But you'll also notice the differences, highlighting the distinctions between the persons of the Trinity. The blue in the Father's clothing is mostly covered by gold. So the blue shows forth the least in his clothing, since he is the most hidden person of the Trinity. He is manifested through the Son and through the Spirit. The Son has red clothing to symbolize how he became man. He took on our flesh and blood, and also how he shed his blood for us on the cross. He also has a stole on to symbolize that he is a priest. And he's blessing a chalice on an altar, on a table which has become an altar in front of him, which will remind us of the Last Supper and the Mass. The Holy Spirit is wearing green, to symbolize that he is the Lord and giver of life, which we say in, as we say in the Creed. You'll also find an object behind each person of the Trinity. There is a house behind the Father. This is the Father's house that Jesus refers to at the Last Supper in a symbol of heaven. In my Father's house, there are many rooms, Jesus tells us. There is a tree behind the Son. This is symbolic of the tree of life, that tree of immortality that Jesus invites us to and gives access to through the death, his death on the tree of the cross. Behind the Holy Spirit is a mountain. In the Bible, God often manifests himself on a mountain, and often from a cloud on a mountain, which is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. Heaven is depicted in the book of Revelation as a great high mountain that will be manifested at the end of time, on which sits the heavenly Jerusalem and the heavenly temple. You'll also notice that the Father and Son are looking at each other in an eternal gaze of filial love, and that the Holy Spirit is looking at both the Father and the Son. This is because the Son is the eternal image of God within God, and the Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father and the Son in virtue of God loving himself perfectly. Lastly, you'll notice an opening at the bottom of the image. It's as if there's this eternal circle created with these three figures, but the bottom of the circle is open, like an open door. That's for you. That's to symbolize how the Trinity has made a space for you and I to come into the mystery. Through the humanity of Jesus, through his blood poured out on the cross, through being baptized into the life of the Trinity, through the mystery of the Mass, we are called into the mystery of God, into the heart of the Trinity. The Trinity has called us human beings to participate in the eternal mystery of love of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We are called to know and deeply love the mystery of the Trinity, both now and hopefully progressively throughout our lives and in eternity. We often give more attention to other things, more to created things, than to the source of all created things, the Holy Trinity. But the Trinity is so much greater than all other things. All other things, whatever goodness they have, is found infinitely more in God. And it only makes sense that we should give greater attention to those things that are greater. And what greater is there than the mystery of God? And yet, often I think we don't give much attention to the mystery of God. We're more focused on other things. But nothing else will ultimately fulfill us, because we were made for God. The Trinity is the only thing that can ultimately fulfill our hearts. I invite you to use this image to contemplate the mystery of your God. Pray with this image, so that you might be more attracted to spend quality time in prayer with the Holy Trinity each day, and realize that the Trinity dwells within us through grace. Let this image remind us that our eternal destiny and fulfillment is to be eternally united to the Trinity, to be caught up in the infinite love of the three co-equal and co-eternal persons of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. My brothers and sisters, in divine grace, may this image help us become more enamored than ever before with the mystery of God, the mystery of the Holy Trinity. Now I think it's fitting for us to end with the prayer that we all know. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.